the other apostles. Now, we're not talking about the 12 apostles or the 11 or Israel's apostles, any of those, the ones in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We're not talking about those. We're talking about Paul, and the reason for the question is because Paul is named as Christ's only apostle of the Gentiles. He's the singular one, the apostle of the, see it in the verse there, Romans 11:13. For I speak to you Gentiles inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, not one of the apostles. Okay. So when we come along to Paul again in Ephesians 3:5, stating that there are other apostles, he's not talking about Israel's apostles. He's talking about, let me, 1 Thessalonians, and I think I know where it is off the top of my head, just a minute here. Yeah, if you look, two verses. First verse is the first verse of 1 Thessalonians, Paul and Silvanus and Timothy. Unto, so it's from Paul and Silvanus, or Silas is like a nickname, and Timothy is a nickname for Timotheus. It's from those three people unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll get to that in a minute, Sami. Let me go through these first and give the positive before the negative. Now, when you get down to the second chapter in 1 Thessalonians, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome. Who's the we? The we is those three that we mentioned at the first verse of the book. When we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. Now, he doesn't say they're apostles of the Gentiles. Apostle is a sent out one. And Christ sent out Paul as the singular apostle of the Gentiles. But he also sent out Timothy and Silas to help with the work that Paul was doing, the work of the ministry. As you can see here in this verse, 1 Thessalonians 2:6, it calls them apostles too, naming them back. If you, you know, for verification, you look up to the verse above there, 1 Thessalonians 1:1, and see that the we is Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus. Now, the verse that Sami put up there, we can read it right off the screen, which when the, and you, if you could post verse 4 too. Acts 14:4. When the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out. This was not in the dispensation of the grace of God. This happened in a dispensation of the gospel, which briefly Paul calls it a. I'm trying to think. I think it's a short work. I will work among them. In I think it's Romans 10. That he says that, a short work. Well, it was. It was about 25 years compared to this dispensation of the grace of God that's gone on for over 1,900 years. Let's see. Wanted that one other reference before we go on. And I'm going to find it here. 14:4. But the multitude of the city was divided, part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And as you look at the context, it's talking about Paul and Barnabas. Not the part held with the apostle, but with the apostles, which would include the second person, Barnabas. Actually, they were sent out. This is in 14. Let it be. So the reason I don't think Paul was talking about Barnabas was because he was still going synagogue to synagogue to synagogue talking to Jews. And included in that Jews was Gentiles that tried to come to God's way, and they realized that God was working in the world at that time through Israel, through the nation of Israel, and they came to God through those covenants that God had made with Israel. How could they do that? Well, they could either be circumcised to become part of the nation of Israel, or they could become part of the commonwealth of Israel, the wider group, by claiming Genesis 12, 3, the first part of it there, 3a. But it's a very crucial verse. The Greeks all claim this verse. The one, when there, it talks about Greeks in the Bible, between about Acts 14 and Acts 19 is their heyday. I will bless them that bless thee. So this is part of the covenant that God made with Abraham. And he didn't just say, I will bless thee. He did say that. You can read that in Galatians 3, 8, part of the... And it calls that a gospel, too. I'm getting off the topic. Let's do this first. This part of the covenant says, I will not only bless you, Abraham, but I will bless people that bless you. So he's giving incentive to the Gentiles to give Israel an easy time, not to be hard on them, to let them go through their country if they're going somewhere, or to give them food if they need it, things like that. And things like feeding the flock in Jerusalem when they had sold all to bring in the kingdom, but the kingdom didn't come in because Israel had fallen and were no longer God's special access, a way of access to God by coming to God through the covenants and the commandments and circumcision and Sabbath. They had so many things they had to do, and they missed the one thing, the last thing. They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God, the Messiah, risen from the dead. That's the gospel of God. They failed to believe. And Paul calls them on it, starting in Romans 9, about 30, going through 10, 16, I think it is, or 13. That section there, you can look it up. That's Romans 9, 30 through Romans 10, 13. And you can see that he's talking to the people in Rome.